Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah. Anybody know when you get your refund, if you gave money to the GoFundMe folks to build the wall? Anybody gotten their refund yet?
Still waiting.
Anybody?
They got close to $5 billion, too, Todd.
Yeah.
No, they got $1 million, I believe.
Do they just take it off your credit card statement, or do you get a check? How exactly does that work?
Well, I found out through actual real good causes, because I wasn't, that I think you have to reach a certain amount or the money does go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, in that particular case, the guy that put it together is
GoFundMe holds
less
the cash.
Than scrupulous.
Really? Surprised.
Oh, yeah.
He picked on idiots?
He has worked with several of the, I guess you could call them, very conservative outlets. Some people would call them disingenuous.
Got it. All right.
Outlets. He's worked with several of them. And when he put together, I mean, yes, he's a veteran, but at the same time, he's been involved in some of these, web outlets that don't necessarily, give you the absolute fact.
Well, they're veterans and bad people, too. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. But I'm saying don't be overwhelmed by the fact that he is a veteran.
Right, yeah.
He actually put this together, and people that he was talking to put this together said, look, even if this doesn't work out, we are going to come up with a ton of email addresses that we can add to our list.
Yeah.
And these particular people who are signing up for this list are of a particular political ilk.
Of course.
Absolutely.
They are.
And they are fantastic to be able to market to.
Yeah, keep the Mexicans
and
out.
And they don't care. They do not care that this GoFundMe thing thrown away.
Well, they knew it wasn't going to make
money. Because now they have a great fundraising mechanism.
But they also knew they knew going in they weren't going to get it. Nobody's going to get $5 billion on the GoFundMe. They got $1 million.
You can't just donate the money for the wall. It doesn't work that
Plus
way.
$1 million is nothing. It's nothing.
But the people.
So he got idiots. You got idiots' email addresses, right?
The people that got involved in that in the first place are basically just these people's pawns.
Of course they are. Played them for suckers.
They played them for suckers.
Well, they were anyway. If you're doing any that anyway.
Nah, not the point. Yeah. But these.
No, I mean, from my point, it is.
This was blatant.
Yeah, totally blatant.
It turns out. Yeah. It turns out.
So yeah, you look for your money, Todd. I'm actually see the list you're on now.
Yeah. I can't wait to. Read you my emails. That's why. Okay. When you start getting an odd email.
Let's clarify this. Todd did not donate. Just so somebody's listening to the show. Todd did not donate to that.
Well, but even then, if you just throw $5 in to see where your email address goes.
He lost $5 to me. He didn't have it now.
Yeah.
We can let it ride this weekend if you want, man, but no odds. Who's favorite? The Saints?
Oh, yeah.
I like the Rams, though. But I don't care who wins that game. I didn't want to worry about that game.
No.
And you and I are both for the Chiefs, so screw that. So what's new, Craig? Carol Channing still passed? So she's still dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, people, you were right, Craig.
How so?
You Googled Carol Channing nude, and we got some photos of like a brawl situation with some nipples hanging out. And then somebody said, thanks for that. And they had done the same thing and sent us the same photos. Now, she looks fine. She's younger.
Yeah, she
it's
fine.
No big deal. But,
it doesn't look Photoshopped.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Looks pretty genuine.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, he saw him. He was looking at him day.
Yeah, we were looking at him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then or the day before. I got home and saw the email that said, oh, thanks for this, guys, because he actually Googled it, too, and he found the same
ones.
Oh,
they found the same stuff.
Right, yeah, the same ones Craig saw. We can't show them because there's nipples. We have a company-wide no-nipple policy.
And when Craig sees them,
not in the studio.
Right, he didn't stop busting into Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
No, right. Where are we at now, letter-wise?
Some of the players, we are in the B's.
Okay, we're back around to the front end.
Working our way to the Q's. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Or, yeah.
Yeah, we started with Q.
Right. Some of the 383 Deadpool players that had Carol Channing include, but are not limited to, Big Bird's Money Shot. Big H's Hermaphrodite Cream.
How's that selling, puss?
Pretty well. Yeah.
Big P's Unbearded Clam.
Not even shaved, just doesn't grow.
No.
Those are selling well, too.
He's not just the clam. Yeah. He's entirely unbearded.
Yeah.
No part of his body is bearded.
Not exactly sure how to say that and what's their point, but it has to do with a big todger.
All right.
Lambert 178, Bloody Dingleberry, Bobby B.
Todger is a British term, is it not?
Yes.
For penis, right?
Yes.
Your dad say it around the house?
No.
Stop playing with your todger, Craig?
No.
We learned that from Elton's Bodyguard, remember?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Bohemian Autopsy gets a hit. Boner Beavers, Boner Garage Jenner. Let's see. Bong Along a Ding Dong gets a hit.
Yeah, Bong Along a Ding Dong.
Bong Along a Ding Dong.
That's cousin's song, Bong Along a.
Bong Along a Ding Dong and Bowl Cephas.
All right.
Yeah,
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah. Let's see. Burning Taint. Bustin' the Mutton.
You just grossed out?
Yeah. Can't say that one gets a hit.
Okay.
This one,
literally.
Oh, that's the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh, can't say that one.
Yeah. Those first of the year hits are always fun when there's new names that he's just seeing for the
first time. Right.
Right, because we hear a lot of guttural noises.
Yeah. Why pre-read when you might be grossed out off the air?
Captain CPAP gets a hit.
Hey, that's Petey.
As does Captain CPAP and the SOTOMs.
Oh, that's a band. All right.
Of course it is.
That's Petey's garage band, Captain CPAP and the SOTOMs. Make sure you bring that back up with Petey. That's funny. Yeah. He's jogging here now, but sometimes he has his headphones on.
He's jogging?
He jogs in the morning.
Every morning. Yeah. Doesn't matter the
weather. That's right.
Yeah. No matter
what.
We got a dusting last night.
Today he
be careful, man.
Might have to put the fat tires on his bike. There's a little snow out there.
Would help the bike when you're jogging.
Oh, I didn't know he was strictly jogging.
He jogs here, yeah.
I thought.
He gets the runner's high, along with the pot high.
Just him and the pavement.
Yeah. That's it. Pounding the pavement.
He attains the runner's high, he gets the runner's high.
Yeah. We don't know that those aren't both true.
Yeah.
Is his running shoes like his golf shoes?
Ask him when he gets
probably.
Is he barefoot?
No.
Oh, God, I hope not. No. That's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Grass is more friendly than pavement to your bare feet.
Yeah, but there are some guys who are really hardcore. I don't know if that Discovery Channel show is still on, called Dual Survival. It's like one old military guy and then one old school, like he thinks he's Native American. Back in the 1400s. Mm-hmm. And no matter what the conditions, this dude doesn't wear shoes.
Well, that's just dumb.
That's just, whatever.
I think like during if it's snowing, he'll strap on some leather moccasins.
Okay.
Some thigh-high moccasins.
Dude, I had to go get heavier socks in my house last night.
Your feet are that tender?
My feet are cold.
Oh, they're cold, okay.
My feet are cold. I'm going to go find some more socks. Let alone running around out in the woods.
Freaking cold.
No, they make shoes for a reason. Because walking on rocks and walking on spiny things with your bare feet.
Yeah, I was barefoot in Florida.
Work.
It's a pain in the ass, but you know. Still better than shoes.
Yeah, you don't want to walk barefoot through the desert.
No. What else is going on, Craig?
Well, the interim president of Michigan State University resigning under pressure over remarks that he made that sexual abuse victims there at Michigan State.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Were enjoying the spotlight.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm so tired of people, man.
They said when they threw that guy in, he was a bad dude, and this was a bad move. They got a lot of flack for making that guy the interim president.
The former Republican governor of the state of Michigan.
That was him?
Really? John Engler.
I'm surprised.
Good.
Surprised.
Yeah. Glad you are.
Sounds to me they need to make a severe cultural change at that whole damn university.
Yeah, they didn't pay the price that Penn State did. And Penn State deserved their price, don't get me wrong. But this place didn't pay the price. And this is more systemic, it sounded like, a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, Penn State cleared house.
You'll
and
never
arrested
see
people.
Death penalty stuff, like we saw with Southern Methodist.
Oh, they're not going to do that again.
Right, because that absolutely killed the football program.
Well, it also kills the local economy. It's really not fair to everybody else, you know. I understand that.
You're punishing way more people than you intend to when you do that.
Yeah, you know what? That's happening right now with the Trump shutdown, punishing way more people.
Yeah, I've never been to Lansing, but it's not a big town. I mean, they need that those Saturdays.
Well,
in the fall.
Every school like that needs Saturdays in the fall. They're not going to get rid of the football program. It wasn't football. It was actually.
That's true.
It was
the gymnastics,
right?
Louisville city officials are renaming their airport after boxing great Muhammad Ali. They voted to change the name to Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport. Of course, that was his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a street named after him there.
Yeah. Today is the anniversary of Muhammad Ali's birth. He would have been 77.
77.
So it's good. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a special day today. Not exactly sure why, but we get NBA at 2 p.m.
Martin Luther King is Monday.
Thank you.
But that day they play a lot of basketball.
Yeah, that day they do day games.
Yeah, I don't know why 2 p.m. today.
They're doing it in London.
Oh, that's why. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Nighttime in
it's
London.
It's nighttime there. Who's playing?
An unnecessary game. They could just cancel it. The Knicks and the Wizards.
Oh, that was that one where the dude from the Knicks wasn't going to go because he's from Turkey.
That's the one where the dude from the
Knicks isn't going to go because he's from Turkey and he thinks they want to kill him.
Well, they've said they want to kill him.
Yeah,
they went and got
said bad things about their president, who's a complete a-hole.
Who is a bad guy.
The prosecutors there in Turkey are looking for an international arrest warrant for Enes Kanter, the center for the New York Knicks. They say he's a member in a terror organization.
He's not. He just backs the opposing group because the guys running Turkey now suck.
Yeah, the Knicks aren't that bad.
He's not going to go, right?
He said a long time ago he was not going to go because he's afraid of getting killed.
Yeah, I don't blame him. He's safe in the United States. Said that.
For his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't figure out today because MLK's actual birthday was a couple days ago.
It's because it's in London. It's a night game. That's why. That's why it's a day game. It's playing in London tonight.
But it's got nothing to do with Martin Luther King.
No.
Monday.
Monday there'll be a bunch of games.
It got everything to do with Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
But as essential personnel, we will be working on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the story of the former NFL cornerback Tony Beckham?
Cornerback? No. What do you
No.
Think? No. He lives in Wellington, Florida. I believe he is a former Titan, if I'm not mistaken. Not really the point here. But he was leaving for work a couple of days ago. He hears a rumble in the bushes of his house. He sees a man crouched by the window with his hands in his pants.
There you go. Who's he looking at?
The daughter.
Oh, how old's the daughter?
Young. Well, when I say young, I'm not sure how young.
Well, either
there is
way,
no
it's
age
freaky.
Listed. Yeah, okay, it's the
old
daughter.
She is, yeah.
Did he flashback and tackle this guy like a receiver coming over the middle?
So, as you know, that's your damn daughter.
Yeah.
She was getting dressed for school, as a matter of fact. So the Mr. Beckham yelled at the guy, "What are you doing?" He took off running. This former cornerback.
Who's got some speed.
Closing speed.
He's got closing speed.
Tracked him down.
Chased the man, tackled him to the ground, held him there until deputies arrived.
Who was the dude?
We don't care what his name is.
You don't peep and Tom in a cornerback's house.
No, the 48-year-old criminal was taken to the medical center with fractures to his face. Yeah. A mugshot shows him with a black eye, busted lip, cuts on his face.
No flags on the play?
No flags on the play.
What a freak. He chose the wrong guy.
Yeah.
The guy could actually chase him down.
That idiot said that he was not looking through the window. He was just in the neighborhood because his car broke down. However, he was caught with his hand in his pants.
Yeah, that's not how you start the car.
Standing outside the window.
Not in his pocket.
No. Correct.
They were digging down in his pants.
That's what we were being told.
Like I'm doing right now.
and maybe even more.
That boner went away real quick when the cornerback started chasing him down.
Yeah.
Hopefully he fell on it.
That's why.
Hopefully he was tackled. He fell on his boner because that hurt.
Or at least his keys.
That would hurt.
I don't know. Might have gotten him excited. I bet you his hand never left his pants.
That's probably why he was running slow.
While he was running.
It doesn't matter who you are. Cornerback's going to chase you down unless you're another cornerback. And obviously he's not.
That would be a good
try finish. To make that funny, by the way. That's what a piece of crap. Throw a mugshot at that dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a good finish.
Look like a slow 48-year-old?
Looks like a guy that got his ass beat.
good.
Like if you're way ahead of everybody, you're on the 10-yard line, you're ready to fall into the end zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Put your hand in your pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and fall backwards.
That's a good bit.
Touchdown.
Yep. NFL might not frown on that.
You think?
Especially if Joe Buck's calling it, he'd be disgusted.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got a beating.
Did he?
Yeah. Right.
Post that up.
Yeah, it's obvious the guy
cautionary tear
got a beating.
Don't masturbate outside somebody's window. Know,
it was a justified.
Now you
beating.
Tell me.
I didn't say mine, Craig. If I know you're there, it's a cat and mouse thing with us. You know that. It's cat and mouse.
That is the only place I go. Unless you know.
And by the way, it involves a ladder because my bedroom is on the second floor from the back there. It's a walk up, so they.
And I'm sure to get done before the wife comes in.
Well, you duck your head. It's kind of cute. She knows you're there. She knows. It's no big deal. Yeah. It's all legal. It's just for cat.
They all like the voyeur stuff.
Yeah. Is Craig watching? Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I think I sent you
about maybe Wretch there.
Because I angle my ass. Right, all you can see is my ass.
Oh.
I angle it. Nice. I know he's out there. Move this way. So we just get to see this.
I sent you a list. It's one of those timeless ones, so you can do it whenever. But it's about women's sex fantasies, top 10 women's sex fantasies.
Right.
And one of them is voyeurism. And this chick describes her perfect act of voyeurism.
Like watching her husband getting taken care of by
somebody
else?
No,
she's not the watcher?
No, it turns out they both are. She's watching this guy taking care of himself, like an apartment building across the street.
Right.
Yeah, and then she sees him taking care of himself.
I'm guessing he's all ripped, too.
She,
some guy with a gut.
She starts teasing him and taking her clothes off.
Oh, that's a good fantasy.
They have that to kind of exchange.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, because that sort of stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you never know what happens between apartment buildings.
Two hot people living on just happen to live on the same
with binoculars
floor.
Binoculars and telescopes.
Right, and don't have curtains.
And nobody else is looking from their windows
at
the guy. Yeah.
All the time.
That's beautiful.
And they're both perfect, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's ripped.
And she's hot.
Yeah.
Good.
I can't believe it happened to me.
Good. The New York City Council considering a first-in-the-nation right-to-disconnect bill today. It would fine companies $250 each time they require employees to answer work-related emails, text messages, and phone calls after normal business hours.
Good for them.
The bill was introduced in March of last year. It's modeled on a French law passed the year before. The sponsor, Brooklyn Councilman Raphael Espinal, says that employees have the right to unplug even there in New York.
Yeah, but then somebody in that company's answering their phone, and then he's the guy that gets promotion, you know? But you're right. I mean, people work a lot more hours than we do. And once you leave, you should have that shot. You know?
People do.
You know? Especially if it's a job where you don't need to be there. Because even the time we have at home, which is a lot of time, if our phone rings from work, it's like, ah, Jesus. What happened? And none of us usually answer it either. A lot of times, Todd and I will call each other. Did you talk to anybody yet? What do they want? Because we know each of us is a friendly voice.
Right.
So we're always, for 26 years now, we've been doing this. If we get a call, not as much as we used to, we used to really get in trouble a lot because our bosses weren't as cool. But we'd call each other first. Hey, did you talk to anybody yet? Yeah, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
But cool. Nobody wanted to be the first guy to talk to anybody.
We,
you know.
We determined it could wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Normally.
Oh, yeah, we always do. But sometimes it happens then. And, you know, recently I had to come in and do something. But that's a whole other situation. But Todd was getting knee operated on or whatever, a hernia, excuse me. And so he couldn't answer the phone at all. So I had to do something.
No.
And even then, most of the time, those calls come to me first.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's the boss
you
calling.
Yeah, you answer.
It's the boss
yeah.
calling me going, what happened?
Right.
I got a call.
Right.
Tell me the,
right.
Explain it to me. Right. And then, you know, hopefully I can just go, yeah, well, yeah, yeah, right. It's fine.
Yeah, so the standard answer is after 10 a.m. anymore is, I'm sorry, he's under anesthesia right now.
That worked once.
It did. No, it was no big deal. He believed me. He's taking care of a lot of stuff, and I was not around, so it was easy to do. But if we're both in trouble, then we both got to answer.
Out of West Peoria, about 11:20.
Oh, okay, this one's all right. Todd and Tyler, this is from Facebook. Are poisoning the minds of today's youth. I've been a lifelong fan of the show. I work in the food service industry. Part of my job is when a customer comes in to order food, I have to ask their name for their ticket. Last night, a guy came in. I asked his name. It was Tom. And then I said, so, Tom, what can I do? And I laughed so hard I couldn't even take the guy's order.
You know, if the guy was cool, he would have known what you're laughing at.
Yeah.
He'd know the damn show.
He said, I know, you know what I want.
So, Tom, yeah. So they dating? Yeah, we are, Pitt.
Oh, I got a surprise phone call last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know those usually end.
With a new son.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll take a break.
Is it a new? Is it the old son?
No, no, no.
Okay,
no.
So it's not Adam.
No, no.
Okay.
Another grandkid.
No, no. Okay. No.
No new DNA. No son out there. Daughter. You have a daughter out there somewhere you don't know of.
No, no.
Okay.
No, it's nothing. Nothing new.
Okay.
I just got a surprise phone call.
Okay, good.
All right. I'll save that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.